Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Lottie, darling.
Brian, darling.
Welcome back. It's good to see you. It's always good to see you. What are we talking about tonight in this fine city of Pittsburgh?
Yay!
The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Peltke. That's a very colorful program.
Yes, it is, and that's because Leonard Peltke was a very colorful character.
Was he?
Yes, although we never met him.
Oh.
This is a one-man show at the City Theater, and we never meet Leonard Peltke. He is a missing teenager, and the one man that does the one-man show, Keith Randolph Smith, plays a detective as the show opens, and he's approached by a character who reports Leonard Peltke missing, but the character he's approached by, he also plays, because he plays everybody.
Oh, it's a very dynamic role for him, in
about,
telling this story.
About a dozen different characters, ranging from teenage girls to a German watchmaker, a British acting teacher, just
and
each and every role that he plays is so distinct from the others that you can tell immediately who he is when he does it.
We call that a tour de force sometimes here on Berg Vivant.
Oh, I like French words.
Is that? I guess it is.
I don't even know. But the story was solving the mystery of what happened to Leonard Peltke when he disappeared. And no spoilers, I won't tell you.
But do we solve it?
Yes, it does.
Good
get
to
solved.
Know. All right.
And it was a little bit, the plot itself was a little bit formulaic.
Hmm.
However, the themes of it were so wonderful that, believe it or not, it was uplifting. A show about a missing teen was uplifting and hopeful. The themes they address are individuality, being yourself, living large, living with absolute brightness.
Well,
as Leonard Peltke
to this,
did,
couldn't you?
Not as much as Leonard. Trust me. He was, even though we never meet him, we grow to care about him very much and to like him very much. And this show was written by James LaSense, and it's actually an adaptation from a novel that he wrote called Absolute Brightness.
Hmm.
So he adapted this, and he himself acted this show all over the country.
Interesting.
Before it came here.
And I believe they just extended the run of it at City Theater.
Till February 25th. His ticket sales are going so well already.
Well, that's wonderful.
And it's in the Lester Hamburg, which is a nice, intimate setting for this.
Yes, indeed it is.
The director, Laura Sevilla, I thought really directed this with a lot of sensitivity and kindness and respect for Leonard Peltke. And the humor, I love some of the lines. Some of them were very, very comical. And I walked out of there feeling so touched. And there were several poignant and beautiful moments that took me back. And I could feel myself getting a little emotional. And then in a couple minutes, I was laughing again.
Well, hey, if you can achieve that, what a great treat.
Yes. Yes, I enjoyed it. And I think once the word gets out, I think a lot of people will be going and a lot of people will be enjoying it. And it's so relevant right now with these themes of tolerance, acceptance, you know, the rights of the individual, because as you know, that's sometimes in question in these recent current times. So it's very topical and relevant.
So overall, let me ask you, the most important reason to see it.
I would think for the wonderful feelings of hope that it brings, that, you know, we're all one. We need to find ways to appreciate each other. And it just made me feel inspired almost to continue with fighting against bigotry, homophobia, all the things that we're fighting against right now.
It gets better.
had a nice uplifting ending, I thought. And it kind of showed how one person really can make a difference in not only other individuals' lives, but the whole community.
Like yourself, I must say. Long,
thank you. I only wish.
Oh, you know, you touch many. You influence many. You go out to the theater, everyone recognizes you.
I'm not sure how influenced they are.
You are a gift to this city, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Are. Thank you. It's not even my birthday.
Well, everyone gets one there.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.